Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
In their public rhetoric, defenders of Darwin's theory typically insist that Darwinian evolution has no scientific weaknesses at all. But if pressed hard enough, sometimes they finally admit otherwise. This is John West, Associate Director of Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. On today's ID the Future podcast, we will look at the curious case of the evolving Dr. Schaeffersman, and what we can learn from it about current debates over teaching evolution in the classroom. Our tale begins in the hot Texas summer of 2003. The State Board of Education was considering the adoption of new biology textbooks. Critics of Darwin's theory documented how many of the textbooks submitted to the Board of Education contained clear factual errors in their treatment of evolution. Several of the proposed textbooks, for example, still included false embryo diagrams based on bogus drawings produced by German Darwinist Ernst Haeckel in the 19th century. Proposed textbooks were also criticized for failing to cover any of the scientific weaknesses of modern Darwinian theory, contrary to the state science standards. Darwinists, of course, defended the textbooks, typically claiming that they were all but error-free, and insisting that there were no scientific weaknesses of evolution for them to cover. Enter Dr. Stephen Schaeffersman, one-man firebrand, and head of a group calling itself Texas Citizens for Science. Schaeffersman describes himself as a secular humanist who believes that supernaturalistic religion and naturalistic science are and will remain in eternal conflict. He also believes that the process of evolution is blind, mechanistic, purposeless, and unplanned. Dr. Schaeffersman initially insisted to the Board of Education that there were no scientific weaknesses of evolution for textbooks to cover. But after critics of Darwin's theory produced multiple examples of such weaknesses, Schaeffersman's rhetoric began to, well, evolve. In his written testimony submitted to the State Board of Education on July 9th, Dr. Schaeffersman asserted categorically that biology textbooks submitted to the board did not omit scientific information critical of evolution because, in his words, quote, "there isn't any such information, contrary to what you've been led to believe," unquote. That's right. Schaeffersman claimed that there is no scientific information critical of evolution. None. At least, that was what he said in his original written testimony. In his oral testimony before the board on July 9th, Dr. Schaeffersman added a slight, unexplained qualification, now saying that, quote, "there are no weaknesses about the theory of evolution at the level it's presented in these textbooks," unquote. I thought there were supposed to be absolutely no weaknesses of evolution at all. At least, that's what Dr. Schaeffersman implied in the original written version of his testimony. But now he was saying there were no weaknesses of evolution at the level it's presented in textbooks, leaving the door open to the possibility that there may be scientific weaknesses of evolution not covered in the textbooks. In the web version of Dr. Schaeffersman's written testimony of July 9th, an even more extensive disclaimer suddenly appeared, a disclaimer which was not in the version of his testimony he actually submitted to the board. In his revised written testimony, Dr. Schaeffersman explicitly acknowledged that there are in fact disagreements and controversies, weaknesses concerning evolutionary theory, but now he suggested they were only appropriate for professional researchers and graduate students to hear about. The evolution of Dr. Schaeferman's rhetoric continued with a vengeance. In the web version of his written testimony submitted to the Board of Education for a September 10th hearing, Schaeferman finally acknowledged that there are, in fact, many disagreements among scientists about evolution. He even conceded that learning about these disagreements didn't have to be limited to just graduate students and researchers, now admitting that some upper division undergraduates might be able to study them. Schaeferman also provided a detailed list of what he regarded as the genuine scientific controversies over evolution. Notably, many of the controversies he identified were ones previously raised by critics of Darwinian evolution, including the sufficiency of microevolution to explain macroevolution, disagreements about the primacy of natural selection, the role of contingency and non-progression in evolutionary history, and the extent to which evolutionary theory can explain or account for human morality, religion, behaviors, self-awareness, and free will. So Dr. Schaeferman eventually conceded that there are many scientific controversies over evolutionary theory after all. And he even was willing to allow some undergraduate students to study them. But he continued to oppose the right of high school students to learn about these scientific controversies involving evolution. Why? To be blunt, he thought that high school students are too dumb to understand scientific controversies. In his words, quote, "Real scientific problems, controversies, etc., should not be included in introductory science textbooks because they are almost always too difficult to understand, and their presence would only lead to student confusion and frustration," unquote. Since learning about real scientific controversies is apparently too taxing for high school students, according to Schaeferman, quote, "The concept of students learning about the strengths and weaknesses in scientific hypotheses and theories in high school is unscientific and pedagogically useless," unquote. Question: who is really trying to dumb down how schools teach about evolution today? Those who want textbooks to cover evolutionary controversies? Or Darwinists like Steve Schaeferman, who think allowing students to learn about the strengths and weaknesses of existing scientific theories is unscientific and pedagogically useless? Do I even need to answer that question? Next time you hear a Darwinist claim that there are no scientific controversies over evolution, you might want to remember the case of the evolving Dr. Schaeferman. For ID the Future, this is John West.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2008. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.